Salt Lake City officials launched an initiative called Aging in Place Friday on an avenue's pickleball court. Mayor Ralph Becker also announced the city's application to join the World Health Organization's global network of age-friendly cities and communities. KUER's Bob Nelson has more.
Alan Ormsby is the director of AARP Utah. He says most people know that Utah has the youngest population in the country.
But according to the Division of Aging and Adult Services, we have the sixth fastest aging population. So we have a lot of work to do.
Dean of the University of Utah College of Architecture and Planning, Keith Diaz-Moore, says his department will be heavily involved in the WHO application and that all future design and construction should be around access.
So certainly whether it's the curb cuts, making sure that the sidewalks are maintained, making sure that there are sidewalks where there need to be, that is a significant limitation to independence.
Mayor Becker reminisced about his mother, Ann Waters Becker, who passed away last month at age 93.
She was so determined to be independent. And we all recognize how hard that is as someone loses more and more of their faculties, physical and mental. And this initiative is going to go a long ways.
Becker says the city is committed to making a community livable for all. He says the new website, aginginslc.com, has been built as a one-stop resource for mature residents. Bob Nelson, KUER News.